Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. This is Zainab, and today we're going to discuss something very important with Professor Naqavi. Professor Naqavi is a faculty member at Al-Mustafa University. Dear listeners, in this program, we try to answer your questions and issues that you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations from Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified progeny. Well, Professor Naqavi, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
We have been talking about dignity in relation to parents and children. Here we have an important question, but the thing is that it's neither a child, it's neither a teenager, it's a 22-year-old boy who says that I often remain outside for my work, but I get at least 20 calls a day from my mother, and she would ask the same repeating question. Did you have the food? Did you have something? And because of her excessive calls, I sometimes get offended, and I don't know how to maintain dignity here.
Yes, it means that he's a person who's been pampered much by the mother. And of course, the mother is always concerned about her child. And especially mothers, they don't even realize or accept the fact that their children have grown up. So that is a difficult situation. But the best thing would be that let him sit down with her for some and give her some time. Apparently, he is not giving her time.
All right.
Some time where she can be really, given, have the opportunity to discuss what he's doing. He should be telling her. At least if they live together, then he should say to his mother that even on the phone, oh, let me come tonight and explain to you how my day was spent today. So sometimes the situation is because the mothers don't get to sit down with their children and learn what they're doing, and they become stressed or they become, they find themselves in a difficult blind spot. They don't know what their children are doing, and they want to learn. And by asking them such questions, they want to actually find out what's happening in life, and they're concerned for their well-being. So a 22-year-old child is not a child, he's a grown-up person, and he should learn
how... And he says that he's working.
So he's working, so he's a person who understands, and he should respect,
who's responsible.
He's responsible, so he should understand and feel for the feelings of his mother. So to give her, to make her feel relaxed and satisfied and confident, he should give some time, if not every day, at least once a week, if they're living together. He should give his mother a time which is enough, which she feels confident and satisfied that he has mentioned to her everything that she would like to know. So this is one thing I suppose should be taken care of. Secondly, when she's calling and a person is in the middle of a meeting, so he can always message back and say, maybe I'm busy and I'll call you back, and he should try to call her back. And a minute would not be a difficult situation. I mean, it would not be a difficult issue if he just gives her a call and says, I love you and I like you. I will come back tonight and will explain what's happening. So I suppose this is the way how he can deflect the situation.
All right. So he can actually make himself the calls rather for waiting her calls and then
yes,
getting
he,
offended.
That is, of course. Of course. He can also call her in the middle of the day and tell himself, he could tell her that I'm getting prepared for my lunch and I miss you. I'm getting back in some time. So here you need to be a little, show your emotions and feelings.
Yeah. We'll discuss more after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm Zainab with Professor Naqavi. Professor Naqavi, we had a question before the break that we discussed that there was this 22-year-old boy who's working, who's responsible, but he gets offended when his mother calls him excessively, he said, at least 20 times a day, just to ask, did he eat something? Well, his question reminds me of a Kashmiri proverb. There's an original language, Kashmiri. It has a proverb which says, it's a saying which is, yemis kan asan, temis chun suan asan, yemis suan asi, temis chunan kan asan, which translates to, the one who has ears does not have gold. The one who has gold does not have ears. I have seen so many young boys craving for this care, craving for this message. I wish there was someone who could actually ask me, did you eat something? But happy are those who have their mothers alive, because for a mother, a child never grows, as you already discussed.
But I would like to also relate to a similar experience I've had.
Yeah, yeah.
When my parents were alive,
yes,
I would always say, look, whatever they're saying, one day they will not be anymore amongst us. So let us savor this relationship and let's feel the warmth of this relationship. And if there's anything which offends me, I should not be offended by it, because this is not going to last forever. And if I feel in that way, that whatever I'm encountering and experiencing today, it's going to be over after a few years. May parents live forever, but that's not going to be the case.
So you did not let, even if some things were there that offended you, you did not let that offense actually overcome your thoughts. You actually wanted to enjoy that warmth of their being, their existence.
Yes, even if they're scolding you, if they're being angry with you, even then one could feel the way in this way and try to change his attitude and his feelings and thoughts. Look, this is something which shows their concern for us. If the mother is calling him 20 times, she wants to express her love and her concern for the child. So the person should feel that, look, this is something great. It's not going to be there forever.
And so, if you're getting offended, you can actually, when you had lunch, you can actually call your mom and say that, hey, mom, I just had lunch and I hope you too had. Or actually, you can be an asker. You can ask someone, because mothers are someone who always ask, but they are hardly asked by someone, did you had something?
Yes, very good. That would be, of course, he could start asking her, have you had your lunch? Have you had your food? Have you taken care of yourself?
All right. So if he doesn't want to get offended, he has to be an offender himself. He has to ask her mother. But yeah, sometimes mothers are so much concerned that they do ask so many times that either you're in the middle of the work or something, you're stuck, you're stressed, you actually get offended, really. But professor said that go back to them, talk to them each night, you give more time to your parents and express things with them so that they can actually feel that you are actually doing good. Because
again, when you give time, the problem is that nowadays all of us are even talking to each other, but we're talking
even if you're sitting around the family, you're just looking at your phone and as if you're just physically there, but mentally you're somewhere
else. They say it should be quality time.
Yeah, so let me ask you what is quality time after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned with us.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Honor your children and teach them good manners."
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm Zainab with Professor Naghavi. Professor Naghavi, you said the solution to the question that this boy has asked, that he gets offended when his mother calls so much, but at the same time, he wants to respect his mother, so he does not scream on her. He has actually messaged us how he can take care of the situation. And you said, give more time to your parents. Let you call your mother. Let her know that you're doing good, you're doing great. And also when you come back from work to home, sit with your mother, sit with your parents, give quality time. And you said the time that we are giving today is not a quality time. So what is quality time?
I mean, nowadays, if we sit around the television and all of us are watching television together, that's a good experience also, but that's not enough. You're not concentrating on each other. You're concentrating on the TV screen.
Yeah.
But nowadays, the major engagement
screens
that
are in your hands.
Yes. So again, we're not giving time to each other. We're looking into the phones and we're talking. Even we're not making eye contact.
No.
We're not talking to each other.
So do you think that's disrespect? In a way?
That is disrespect. That could be disrespect, but now if it's becoming the norm, then unfortunately it's something which has become a convention. Everyone is doing it, so maybe you would say it's not disrespect, but the main thing is not quality time.
It's not quality time. Yeah.
Yes, it's you say, oh, we're sitting together, but we're not talking to each other.
We're not together yet. We are not together.
Exactly. So this is important. Whether it's with our parents, whether it's with our spouses, whether it's with our children, quality time is engaging with each other in positive, constructive issues, talking about each other's issues, trying to resolve them, trying to help each other, trying to, of course, not by poking into the issues and trying to, you know,
break that interpersonal space.
Yes. But we need to give them a feel, let them feel their own, with their own free will, they come and express their feelings to you. That is quality time. A good father, a good communicator is a person who is able to listen to others, as we have mentioned. He should be or she should be a good listener. So quality time means talking and listening. And giving the other person the space to talk about himself or herself. So it should not always be something where we are teaching them and talking to them about what should be done. Let them come up with their thoughts and their feelings and what they feel is the best thing to do, and engage with them in a constructive manner. And to even accept something which they are saying, if it's positive, then let us accept it. And let us commend them for their thoughts and their feelings. Sometimes some parents think that we should not even if they make a correct statement or give us a proper answer to a situation, they should not be commended, because they will become, you know, feel too
they will be on cloud nine.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, but that is not the way. It should be in such a way that they should be
hair
commended.
Also balance is something that matters. Exactly. All right. So thank you so much, Professor, for being with us. Well, the audience, Professor said that everything should be balanced. It should not be too much. It should not be too less. And rather, even the children should start calling their parents, rather asking them, did you had something, if they get offended with them asking, did you had something? Because it's very normal. A mother asks a child, did you had something? So you as a child go and ask your mother, did you had something? And you can actually commend her for her efforts, what she's doing all the day, what your father is doing for you. Thank you for being with us. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way.